Good morning, Science. My name is Alexandra Magault, and my guest today is Peter Barrett. He's a partner at Atlas Venture and co-founder of Celera Genomics, the firm that helped sequence the human genome. Peter is known for his science-first approach. He invests in biotech with strong scientific merit and the power to transform patient care. Peter helped launch 11 biotech companies and 6 FDA-approved treatments. These include the first treatments for hereditary transthyretin-mediated amyloidosis and acute hepatic porphyria. He also co-founded Nucleate, a nonprofit that mentors emerging biotech leaders.
Peter, you've had an amazing journey and you're going strong and you've met so many people, seen so many different things over time. What are moments that you really like where you love your job?
Well, the most exciting part of my job is when you see the impact you've actually made on a patient. And ultimately, that's the core of what our firm believes in, is science first, and let's invest in things that could really make a difference in a patient's life. So, you know, recently one of our trials that's in melanoma, a 29-year-old woman who was on her last stages is now cured and back to work. And it's just those moments that you hear about that you know you played a small part, you know, in makes the job worth doing every day. There are really so many other aspects of the job I like, though. First of all, I work with a very small team of partners and investment team members. So it's a very close-knit group, all really brilliant people in their own way. And collectively, they get together and decide what is worth investing in. Of course, we're not always right, but that process in itself is really interesting because we see so many interesting ideas that it's hard to, in some ways, you know, filter through those. But in the process, we meet so many interesting people, right? That's what's people come in with so many innovative ideas. And then I think the other thing that is really, I really love about the job is you're helping mentor people on their journey to become great leaders in life science. So a lot of the people who start off in their careers are, you know, younger scientists or coming from a different business background in these startup companies. And helping be, I guess I call it coach, is something that I've always enjoyed helping people along the way. So I've been so lucky doing this since 2002 in venture capital. It's been wonderful.
This is amazing. So you said you're working with a team. Did you design this team and what kind of people do you like working with?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I joined in 2002 and it was really one other partner in life sciences. So over the years, yes, we've built a team. There are now 6 partners there. There are now about the equivalent amount of people on the investment team. And operations side of the business has gotten bigger. And we've evolved quite a bit since when I've joined. So the type of people that are successful on an investment team, first of all, have a very strong science background, because that's what we do. We invest in really early stage science. But beyond that, they have to have the ability, the analytical ability, to understand what are the key questions behind that science that we'll want to know? And what will it take to either de-risk them or find what are the inflection points? And that's the hard part. There's a lot of brilliant people in the world. But when it comes down to distilling, you know, a bunch of scientific information saying, this looks interesting, here's why. And here are the key questions that I would like to know more about before, you know, investing a lot of money. We do seed companies to of course, test hypotheses to see if they're right, but it's that kind of person. And of course, personality. And the ones that succeed, and someday become partner, They have the ability to see things on their own and start things on their own and create incredible networks on their own. That's a really key part of it.
If you could travel into the future 1,000 years from now, and there was something like a search engine like Google, what would be the first couple of things that you would want to know, that you would look up?
I would probably look up first, what precision medicines exist? Mm-hmm. Because if you think there's this big push, and it's been talked about for years, is developing medicines for the individual. Mm-hmm. It's a huge task. But ultimately, I think we get there someday in the future, certainly a lot closer to what we are today. So I would want to know, that, and therefore, by connection, what have we solved medically that was missing when I was not involved, if I could fly into the future?
Great. Thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate your insights.
Well, thank you for doing this.